AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Ah, true love. Even when we care so much about each other, so much that we get married, arguments are bound to happen. Things get heated. But do they usually involve killing your husband? And then almost getting away with it. News out of Pennsylvania, 76-year-old Judith Jarvis has been taken into custody and charged with allegedly murdering her husband nearly 3.5 decades ago. Pennsylvania State Police announced Jarvis is in custody for the August 10th, 1987 killing of Carl Jarvis. When law enforcement arrived back in August of 87, they found Carl suffering from a fatal gunshot wound to the head. Pennsylvania State Police Lieutenant Daryl Van Kirk said at the time, investigators worked diligently since the start of the investigation to provide answers about Carl's death. At the time of the murder, investigators took Judith's pajamas as evidence because there was blood on one of the sleeves. At the time, Judith told investigators she got bitten by a goose, which caused her to bleed. He also allegedly claimed Carl killed himself. Well, isn't that a coincidence? On the same night that emergency responders show up to your home, finding your husband suffering from a fatal gunshot wound to the head, you, on that same very night, got bit by a goose. That is just a coincidence. Local TV station reports that Carl was found naked between a bed and a wall in one of the bedrooms. He had reportedly been shot in the back of the head. The bullet went all the way through the front. Curious if the goose had it out for both Judith and Carl, biting Judith and choosing to shoot and kill Carl. Goose, I'm not sure how intelligent they were back in 1987. Investigators said at a press conference that police resubmitted the pajamas with the apparent blood from Judith from a alleged goose bite as evidence. Also took some of Carl's hair. Upon resubmitting them, reportedly matched Carl's DNA, and that ultimately led them to file charges against Judith nearly 35 years later. Here's the thing. Next time you think about killing your husband, and you happen to get some blood on your pajamas after you try to kill him, maybe come up with a better excuse than, oh, yeah, that's right, that's not from killing my husband. It's a goose. A wild goose got into our living room and was super frustrated and chose to bite me. That's what that's from. Not the whole trying to kill my husband thing. True crime.